Old King Cole was a good old soul. A good old soul was he. He enlisted in the Army and then the Navy so he could listen to Jubilee. This is Jane Norman taking a hot truck through this merry 30. It's a fast pace, but I got boots laced, so that is that, like a well-loaded tomcat. Take a quick listen now as we run off the gang listed for entry. Nobody scratch. So that's what. There's Al Kagan's great little band, Hatter Brooks, Iska Bibble, Jane Russell, and Sahab with all the fine knobs. The Noxus show out and tell you what it's all about. Here's that jet-propelled cat with the square pasteboard hat, Professor K. Kaiser.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And hiya, gang. Hi, y'all. This is the old professor of solid musical knowledge. By the way, Gene, what is the essence of tonight's concert? What form of musical appreciation is it? I have to have everything in order because I have two of my best pupils coming over, and I want the lessons to be in keeping with the program to be portrayed.
Oh, how you talk, Professor. How you talk. In a word of one syllable, Kay, you gotta be hip on this show.
Hip? Hip? What's hip?
Well, using your language, Kay, that means wise, sophisticated. You know, someone with boots on.
Boots, eh? Well, you...
Right.
Look at here. Hip boots.
True. If you say those boots are that size, you just don't know you. That's it. Play, Al. Play, Mr. Kidding.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. That was really swell. That was Al Killian and his Groovy Woovy as a 10-cent movie band playing Quite Semi. How was that, Gene? Did that sound hip all right?
Well, sort of drip hip. You know, Kay, you're a little hinky about this whole business. Since you jumped in this metal court, you've been nay-hole, Pop.
Nay-hole, Pop?
Yeah, you've been doing nothing. You're from nowhere, Jack. If you're a professor of musical knowledge, Pappy, you got to lay your racket down.
Say, I got to lay my racket down, a racket?
Yeah, you know, you got to jive. You got to sell the idea. You know, promote the proposition.
Gee, I'm not so hot, huh?
Well, you're hot all right, but you're not so ready.
I'm hot, but I'm not ready.
Oh, you dig, Pop, you dig. Now, by...
Oh, that's dirty.
You know, Kay, by a very strange coincidence, I have a little dictionary with me with just the right words and phrases to use on old Jubilee. And if you want to really impress your pupils, why don't you take it along, study up, and really get with it. And then you won't be a Jeff. You'll come on like gangbusters.
Come on like gangbusters? I'll do it. Yes, sir. By golly, I'll do it, Dean G. Willikers. Chucks, I want to come on like gangbusters. Go ahead, make something out of that.
Okay, Pop. Plant you now, dig you later. Meanwhile, here's that fine and all right gal with the tricks and her piano legs. Had a bug.
Let me see, page 8 in the dictionary here. Get straight and grim that gone ham fat. He's a...
Ham fat?
He's a sad Jeff Davis from Delaware that cat said from jaw block like Jack the Bear.
Were you speaking to me, Professor?
Mr. Bibble!
You're mumbling something, Professor. I couldn't understand what you said.
You mean you couldn't dig?
Well, I don't know, but I could try. Got a shovel?
My God, they take pictures of bazooka guns out of here. shot, but don't blow your fuse around here, boy.
Brother, where were we?
Got a shovel.
Oh, you got a shovel, yeah.
Got a shovel, yeah.
I'm sure he needs one right now, too. Go ahead, that one will slip up on you. Go ahead. All right. No, you don't understand, son. The time has come when I must enlighten you as to the why and wherefores of the good and the gone. I must make a hipster out of you.
A what, sir?
A hipster. Hip, hip,
hip, hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4. Boy, this is fun, Professor. I like marching, don't you?
Let go, Ish. Let go. Now, listen. Get with it, boy. You got to be hip, man, so you can come on like gangbusters.
You mean we're going to play cops and robbers, huh? Oh, boy. Dibs on being Mr. District Attorney.
No, you don't. If we play that game, I'm going to be Mr. District Attorney. You see, I have the appearance. I'm polished and upright.
You sound like a piano. You'd make a good upright, too, Professor. A bald one.
Now, come, Ish, let's get back to the matter at hand. Don't forget, I'm your teacher. You must learn how to converse with the jive. Then you won't be a square.
I don't mind being a square.
You don't mind being a square? I never heard of such a thing.
No, sir, I don't mind. Proud of it. Why, when everybody looks at me, they say, so square, so flabby, so loosely stacked. So slow and sloppy on the slurp.
No. Ish, from now on, you're going to be a changed man. You're going to be the happiest square on the avenue. Besides, what
hippiest.
Kind of... What?
Happiest.
Hippiest. Hippiest. That's what it says right there. Excuse me, I made an ass of myself. You're going to be the hippiest square on the avenue. Besides, what kind of an impression do you think you'll make on Jane Russell with that talk of so square, so flabby, so loosely stacked? What kind of a girl do you think she is?
So round, so firm, so fully packed.
You better say... You better take it easy. Bob Waterfield is quick and easy on the draw, too, boy.
I erased it.
Take my ad lib back, too. That's fine. All right. Ish, please, that's no way to think about that lovely girl. You must train your thoughts on a higher plane. When you look into her eyes, you must think of something that'll make her see how clever you are. You've got to be sharp, man, sharp.
Don't you worry, Professor. I'll be sharp. I'll read this here poem I wrote for you. Would you like to hear it?
Sure, I'd like to hear it. Now, suppose you practice on me. Come closer, Ish. I won't bite you. Put your arms around me.
Gee, Professor, you're so warm and fuzzy. What's that there bump on your back?
I'm wearing a camel-hair coat. That's supposed to be a joke. You know, I don't understand it either. Go on, Ish, you're doing fine. Look into my eyes. What do you see?
A rag, a bone, a hank of hair?
Hey, wait a minute. That's Rudyard Kipling's description of a woman.
Well, ain't she supposed to be Jane Russell?
Yes.
Well, then, what are you getting so testy for? Let me read my poem.
Okay, Ish. Put some feeling into it.
Suppose she'd mind?
Oh, into the poem. Read the poem.
Okay, poem. First stanza. You are such a mellow chick, and I am such a square. Ricky tick, Ricky tick, Ricky tick. That rhymes with tick, you see, up the top. We'd make a peach of a pear. That rhymes with square. So there. Now, second stanza. As I lie upon my candle wick and dream about my solid chick, that there rhymes with Ricky tick.
I know. Don't keep interrupting yourself. Go on.
I think that I'm a knight of old. I wonder if my house is sold. If it is, I'd have to move. That rhymes with Quonset hut. And now for the third stanza. And so, my pigeon, before I go, please put your arm around this mole. And if your name is Janie Russell, do you mind if I feel your muscle?
Killian and men are ready. We'll give the nod for a bit of solid rocking called Out of Nowhere.
Thank you.
And now it gives me the greatest of pleasure, the biggest kick to...
Excuse me, Professor.
Oh, so it's you. Hey, what's the idea, Gene, leaving this dictionary here with me? Nobody understands what I'm talking about.
Don't you worry, man. I've got a gal here now who'll understand every word you say. That is, providing you don't talk with your hands.
You got a gal who's slick and hip?
That's right, and here she is right now.
Well, Chef, that's one of our star pupils, our vocalist, Jane Russell.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Professor.
Hello, Jane. Wow.
What's the matter, Popsy? Did someone bring you down?
Hey, what does she mean by that, Gene? I can't find my dictionary.
What she means, did someone make you unhappy?
Oh, yes, Jeannie, I feel sad.
You poor baby. Come closer. Let's have a ball.
Is it all right, Gene? What's she saying?
Yeah, she wants you to relax, Jack, and enjoy yourself. She's giving you the love talk.
Professor, you can have the twist of the mic climber anytime you want it.
I can?
She means the key to her door, say.
Oh, I hope Richard ain't home.
Let's get lost, Pops. I want another lesson.
You mean...
I know what she means, Bart. I'm on now. We won't need you anymore, Gene. Thanks a lot for dropping by, though.
But supposing things get kind of tough with the hip chart, Kay, how are you going to manage?
Oh, I can always manage. Don't you worry.
Professor, you make me blow my top. All the chicks are talking about you, Pops. You sure there isn't something freakish about you, Daddy? You sure got the ups on the pigeons, though. We've been on a frantic kick trying to dig your plant, but we lean your way now, boy. We know how your bloodstream's running.
Really, Janie?
You're as solid as a honeymoon kick with a skull buster.
Oh, that's the nicest thing you ever said, Janie.
You know what I'm talking about, boy?
I guess so.
What I mean is, you're a square. You're unbooted and unbooted. You're a drag man. I want someone who gassed me, knocked me out with love.
Did I hear somebody call my name?
You stay out of this, Jane.
No.
You stay out of this.
No, sir, I heard this here gal say love, and that's my middle name. Ish Love Kabibble's the name, Jane.
Now we're moving.
Now we're moving. Jane, look, give me one more chance. I'll study my dictionary. I'll work so hard you won't even know me.
Don't work at it, Professor. There's no use. I'm gone on this handsome hunk of frame here. What did you say your name was?
Is Love Kabibble, ma'am.
That's what I thought he said.
I tell you, now, come fly away with me, my little verbena. Let us climb aboard my magic carpet and sail away into the pink blue night.
Pink blue night, what kind of talk is that?
I'm colorblind.
Oh.
But let us be off and away, little passion flower. We'll leave the care of the day far away, and let us be gay. Hey, hey.
Oh, you're so wonderful. It's so wonderful, so romantic. I'll bet you're a poet.
Bet your boots I am, Jane. I'm the razzmatazz, red-hot jazz when it comes to poems. Would you like to hear one?
Jane, don't listen to him. Can't you see he's a square right from Delaware? This guy's a high jiver with a long line from here to Cucamonga. He's giving you the hype, gal, the hype.
I can't understand a word you say.
Neither can I.
Now, if you had some culture and poetry like this here, well, then maybe things would be different.
Poetry is right. Boy, have I got poetry. And by a strange trick of fate, I happen to have a poem I read off a few moments ago. Got it right here in my overall.
Janie, now, don't you listen, gal. It's a horrible poem.
How dare you speak that way about the poetry I'm about to love. Please read it to me.
Okay, here goes. Poem for Jane Russell.
Oh, you'll hate it.
I wish I was a little egg away up in a tree, sitting in my little nest as good as I could be. And I wish that you would come along and stand beneath the tree, and I would up and bust myself and flatter you with me.
Thank you.
Boy, that was the session. That pitches the toss right into the lap of old Daddy Time, who says to turn down the brights until another set of seven. And when you hear the good Jubilee hopping over the Broad Mega and Killer Cycles next week, you know you're latching on to the finest mess of spots and measures cooked up by Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, sir, and until then, we'll be waiting for you. This is Kay Kaiser saying thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everybody.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.